Today is the 90th anniversary of CJLS. Join us as we celebrate our rich history with a look back at the broadcasters and moments that have shaped our story to where we are today at Y95.
I'm Chris D'Entremont, Member of Parliament for West Nova. I started working at CJLS back in 1990. So after a couple of years of university, I decided that it was time to pursue something I really wanted to do. I had already been working at the university radio station, working a little bit at C100 in Halifax. So I looked for a job here at CJLS. And Grant Wyman, who was the general manager at the time with Russ LeBlanc as the program manager, hired me on as the copywriter. Now, here's a 20-year-old guy from Pubnico all of a sudden writing commercials for the radio, which is something, of course, that happened a lot here. So they actually had a dedicated copywriter, and I was able to sort of learn a little bit, hang out in the newsroom, listen to guys like Wayne Norman, of course, Ray Zink was the news director at the time. You know, Gary was in and out of here around that time. You know, a lot of great individuals. Bruce Rainey was the morning guy. So just learned a lot about radio and went away to broadcast college after that. And upon returning in 1992, hired on as the, I guess you would call the, swing announcer for everything, which is I just ended up doing every open shift that everybody was allowed to do. Anybody that didn't want to do, and here I was doing it. So I spent probably 8 years just being the swing announcer, filling in all kinds of shifts. I would work morning shifts and afternoon shifts and evening shifts and whatever they needed me to do. And it did give me that confidence to be able to speak, get known by, of course, the community. And I think it really helped me in my career that I have today as a politician. I mean, I've been a politician for 21 years now, and the communications that I learned here at CJLS, the connections that I made here at CJLS has served me extremely well. I look back at my time here very positively, and you know, to think that this radio station has been around for so long, and I hope it'll serve the Tri-Counties as it has for the past almost a century. Happy 90th anniversary, CJLS. Here's to 90 more.